This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. India and Vietnam today signed 9 agreements to deepen comprehensive strategic partnership and enhance cooperation in the fields of customs, agriculture, legal, radio and television broadcast, culture and tourism. This was stated by Secretary East of Ministry of External Affairs, Jaideep Mazumdar, in New Delhi today. Briefing media on the state visit of Prime Minister of Vietnam, Pham Minh Chinh, to India, the Secretary said, both the countries emphasized on increasing bilateral trade. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Vietnamese counterpart, Pham Minh Chinh. Both the leaders agreed to further deepen India-Vietnam relationship by increasing economic, strategic and cultural ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India-Vietnam relations have expanded and deepened in the last 10 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met the Speaker of the House of Representatives of Japan, Nukaga Fukushiro, and his delegation of Japanese Parliament and business leaders. During the meeting, the Prime Minister highlighted the conducive business environment and reforms undertaken in India for more investment and technology from Japan. He assured the government's full support to the visiting delegation for these endeavours. The meeting underscored the robust India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership, highlighting key areas of collaboration and mutual interest with focus on people-to-people cooperation. It also reiterated the importance of parliamentary exchanges between India and Japan. Mr. Nukaga proposed that India and Japan nurture and train the next-gen workforce in different trades, including by conducting training in Japanese language, culture and work practices. He underlined the role of the private sector also in these endeavours. He said that these resource persons will play the role of a bridge between the two sides in times to come. The Supreme Court today ruled that sub-classification within the Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes reservation is permissible to grant separate quotas for more backwards within the categories. A 7-judge constitution bench of Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, gave the judgment by 6-1 majority, upholding the power of states to sub-classify the reserved categories of SC and STs into different groups based on their backwardness for extending the benefits of reservation. The Apex Court clarified that while allowing sub-classification, the state cannot earmark 100% reservation for a sub-class. The bench also gave the judgment, overruling the 2004 E.V. Chinnaiya versus State of Andhra Pradesh judgment of the Apex Court. Justice B.R. Gawai said, state must evolve a policy to identify creamy layer among the Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes category and exclude them from the fold of affirmative action. He also held that the criteria for identifying the creamy layer among SCs or STs should differ from those used in the other backward castes. In Bihar, at least 10 people lost their lives due to lightning strikes in the last 24 hours. In Gaya, maximum 5 casualties have been reported, followed by 3 deaths in Jahanabad and 2 in Rohtas district. The majority of the casualties occurred when lightning struck people working in the fields in the ongoing Kharif season. The Met Department predicts heavy rain accompanied by lightning in the southern and northeastern region for the next 24 hours. The Disaster Management Department asks people to remain cautious during rains and lightning. The Allahabad High Court ruled today that the trials for 18 cases connected to the Krishna Janmabhoomi Shahi Eidgah dispute in Mathura can continue. The court dismissed a petition from the mosque committee that challenged the maintainability of these lawsuits. Earlier, the High Court had reserved its judgment related to the dispute. The court has now fixed 12 of this month as the date for framing of issues. The lawsuits initiated by Hindu devotees and deity Shri Krishna Virajman. And in 2024 Paris Olympics, mixed fortune for Indian contingent on day 6. Shooter Swapnil Kosale secured India's 3rd bronze medal at the Paris 2024 Olympics shooting competition after finishing 3rd in the men's 50-meter rifle 3 positions final at the National Shooting Center in Chaturu. And that is the end of this news bulletin.